It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chop.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grilling Guy.
Welcome. You listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the weekend. Not the last. Well, I guess it is the last one in August because next weekend's Labor Day, and that's in September. So, anyway, hope you're out in your backyard firing up a grill and enjoying some stuff. I know I have been, and we'll be talking a little bit about that in the show. But I'm Joppy's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, welcome. Thanks for joining us. It is still the smokiest show on the airwaves. You can check us out on thegrillingguys.com. You can go to our website. You can sign up for the podcast, which thousands of people do every week. We send out thousands of copies, and it's absolutely free.
Yeah.
All we ask is that you support our sponsors on the right-hand side, and one of them is Sobey Meats, and Mr. Sobey will be joining us today. Jop took it easy on me. He suggested early this week that we have Tim on the show, and I'm like, oh, well, my work is done because all I have to do is print out a show plan and say, Tim, 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 Tim.
Right, yeah, every segment, yeah. Hang on, because it's going to be a good one
today.
Well,
you know,
right?
the guy is the meat monster, and he's just a prince of a man, and we love him. He's made us all love Polish people even more.
Right, yeah. You know what? We were talking in before the show started about his Polish grandkids that are twins, but they're born a day apart. I guess it was a year and a day. See, I can't even say that.
Okay, well, I've heard of Irish twins. I've got a couple. My boys are a little 12 and a half months apart.
Yeah,
they call those Irish twins.
It sounds like his are 12 months and a day, so that's cool. They were celebrating birthdays this week. But anyway, so welcome, Tim, to the Grilling Guys. It's good to have you here.
Yeah,
I always appreciate you sitting in, and it's been a while, and that's what I told Bob. I said, guys, I think it's been a few months since Tim sat in with us, so give him a call, and sure enough, you're available.
He
that's
wanted
cool.
some meat sticks. Let's be straight, okay?
Well, fortunately, the meat sticks I threw down last time to find my way back to the shop, they were still on the roll, so I could get back over here again.
I don't believe that. There's no self-respecting possum that would leave those be.
Yeah. Right. No way he could resist, right? Yeah.
I do live streams for our Facebook page and Twitter and Rumble, and very often I'll pan my grape vines, and I've let them go for about 5 years now, and this year I actually started pruning them properly, and because they're getting bigger and they're to where they might produce, and I'm happy to say they produced beautifully, and I've got four different varietals that made it, but I spent the other day just really looking under, cutting off all the big sun leaves and all that stuff, and I found a plethora of grapes. So I've got a great big bushel basket of grapes, and tomorrow we're going to have my granddaughter Cecilia's second birthday party at our house.
Okay.
She doesn't know it yet, but she's going to be our first grape stomper.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Wash off those piggies and get right in there and run around. Yeah. That'll be cool. Yeah.
Yeah. And I did take the opportunity to buy a GoPro because my streaming, as you so aptly point out, is all over the place. You can't work a grill and hold a phone and, you know, one-handed.
Anybody that's seen your videos agrees.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
right.
So now I have a GoPro. So
is that like on a helmet cam or something?
Yeah,
so
you put it on your head, or you got a little vest thing, or whatever works.
Yeah.
You can put it on a little pod and just let it. But it's going to be so much nicer.
Yeah.
I'm geeked about that.
Yeah, well, we'll see how the quality of the videos are when you get it mastered.
Want to start putting out some product on that.
Can you bolt it to the spatula?
Yes, you can.
Right, yeah.
Make sure you take that off before you go to bed at night, Bob. Yeah.
Or at least send that recording somewhere else, right? Yeah.
Sure. Thanks for that.
No, thank you. Yeah.
That's funny. And then my last little project this afternoon is to finish the extension of the grill shack.
Oh, yeah?
Because I have people coming over tomorrow.
Sure. What's going on in the grill shack?
Well, I'm just putting the roof out a little bit more so it covers the tech and all that other stuff on that end.
Oh,
the rain and the snow wants to hit
this
that
thing. You know, less than a year ago, that thing was polished up, ready to go. It was exactly like you want it, and then just the equipment just keeps coming.
Well,
so you just got to keep moving the roof.
Yeah. Plus, you see what the weather does, so you need a little more protection. I put a shade up that's really nice, and It's kind of my
pretty soon you're going to put a bed out there.
Little haven. I have one.
Yeah.
It's a Murphy bed that comes down off the wall.
Right, yeah. Got to roll the grill out of the way, but hey, that's okay. Yeah.
I can sit up there with my 22 and wait for the coons.
Right. Yeah.
You got the pole barn syndrome. You build a barn to put your stuff in, but then you got to buy more stuff to fill it up, and then it's full. Now I need an extension.
Says the guy with two pole barns.
Yeah. Right, yeah. See?
Yeah, right, yeah.
From experience.
Right, yep.
And exactly. Those will be full.
Right. Yep. If they aren't now, they will be soon, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So cool. But
so I thought Talk to the Butcher was a great idea, John.
It is.
Hats off to you.
It is, and I'm glad you're here, Tim. And I heard yesterday, it would have been Wednesday, on the radio, something about pork prices going through the roof, and they were speaking specifically about pork bellies, but they referenced something out of California as a reason, and I don't know what that would be. But have you heard anything about pork prices in the future? I mean, coming up in the next few months?
It's the Antifa pigs.
Right, yeah.
And again, leave it to California.
Right, right.
Seriously, so out there, pigs need more space. So so they have to have bigger pens so pigs have more space
before
they take a nap. So now there's land, there's fencing, there's on and on and on and on. There's more room, more cost.
Murphy beds, all that stuff, right?
Yeah. Probably a massage.
Get the right music. So we got to pipe in Jethro to California now.
Right, yeah.
So the pigs
easily
have some
done,
good.
Jethro.com. Yeah. Go to the bottom of the page.
Yeah. So that's what it is. It's just, okay. I get it. Because I was like, they were commenting how bacon's going to be double in price because, of all of that. And I guess I caught the tail end of the story, must be, which is, why I didn't understand it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Interesting. So
hogwash.
Don't worry. Yes. Yeah. Right. Oh, no, that's part of the deal, too. You got to put in a hogwash. Yeah.
I think they call it a bidet.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. A bidon. Right. Yeah. But anyway,
do your bidet by night.
Right. So anyway, when we come up in the next segment here in a few minutes, Tim, I want to talk about the different meats in the counter and what we're looking like. Groceries are through the roof. Everybody knows that, and meat's no exception. But just want to look, I'm prepping everybody here that in the next segment, let's talk about some value piece of meats. They're all valuable, but
yes.
The value piece of meats that might be in the meat case that you can still feed
That's
a family
true.
For.
That's true, and I was negligent. I forgot to acknowledge our Michigan Talk Network, or Wet Work. Michigan
That's
Talk.
What I usually call it, a network.
You know what Wet Work is?
Right, yeah.
The Michigan Talk Network affiliates, and of course, the Bulldog Station, WBRN Big Rapids.
Yeah, yep, cool. But anyway, so... Bob, what'd you cook this week? I did something I do the last couple of years. I did a softball tournament, and I did burgers and dogs for 300. And I did them on the flat top, and we got it done. I had to get ahead of them a little
bit.
Dogs
are easy that way.
Yeah, and the burgers just... I ended up, I've got one of these Blackstone grills, right? And it's got the little grease trap that's on the back of it. It maybe holds a pint. Well, when you're doing those fatty burgers that you get in a box frozen from the major supplier, because their budget was what it was, right? So I was making fat like crazy on that grill. And the little tins were, they fill up so quick.
Tim,
last year I did it, I had 7 or 8 of them.
Tim, help him, correct him, and tell him how he could have avoided that.
Right, I understand. But so basically what I did is I cut a hole in the bottom of the tin, and I put a pipe on it and sealed it up tight with some...
duct tape?
Yeah, no, it wasn't duct tape. It was that Flex Seal stuff, and it worked. But anyway, and then ran it into a gallon jug. And it solved my problem, because last year I had like 8 of those little tins full of grease, and this year it went all in a gallon jug, and I just capped it up and threw it in the trash.
He's got a new apron.
Right.
He's now a process engineer.
Right. Yeah. So, but anyway, it was hot. And the moral of the story is the guys that I did it for gave me a check. I walked up and they gave me a check. I just stuck it in my pocket. At the end of the event, you couldn't read it, because I had sweat through my pants and through the check.
Okay, that's
and it
information
was
we don't need.
No, but it
thanks
was
for donating.
Right? Yes, right. Yeah, it was a donated job for a while, but no, they take care of me. But yeah,
well,
it
what
was,
did I grill? You asked me.
Yeah,
nothing, because I have had some kind of gut issue going on for like a week, and I've been in and out of the doctor.
Now there's too much information. All right, coming up next, we're going to be talking with Mr. Sobey. We're going to run up and down the meat counter. Stick with us. We'll be back.
When it's time for bass fishing, don't do it bass ackwards. Go to the bass fishing experts at Allen Bob Sports, now inside Millbrook Tack Building at 510 68th Street Southwest, just off 131. Tell them you want the Grillin' Guys discount and you'll save $5 off your $25 purchase with some exclusions. Allen Bob Sports, online at allenbobs.com.
Fen Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan, in Fenville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine, Fen Valley Vineyards.
And now, back to the Grillin' Guys show.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat, and no tofu. With me and Chop, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. And do some great things to chicken thighs.
Welcome back. You listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we have the pleasure of having the master of meat in the studio with us, Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats. And welcome, Tim. We kind of cut you off on the first segment, but here we go. We're going to be talking a little bit of meat now.
That's all right. Hey, glad to be here.
Yeah.
Yep. Happy Saturday, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. So I teed it up on the last segment, but give us the overall kind of like forecast for what the meat market looks like. Because we know if you're going to the grocery store like everybody does, man, things are up.
Yeah.
And so where are the values and where are the things that this inflation has really hit?
To prove that, this morning on the way here, I was out of gas. I ran to the gas station and I saw softener salt, and I'm out of softener salt. I bought two bags of softener salt. It was $22.
$11 a bag. Wow. But many of those.
It's ridiculous. It's the new world is awful. Yeah.
So anyway, what's going on in the market?
So pork, I'll tell you what, you know, that continues to be that pork loin, but the pork tenderloin, man, that's another just tremendous, great value. And it's so versatile.
Right.
Easy to do. Sometimes we'll stuff them. And that's just about a meal for Teresa and I. Throw it in, you know, get that cooked up. So
you butterfly them.
Yep. Yeah.
About how much a pound or tenderloin now?
About $4.99.
That's great.
It's still great compared to a lot of stuff, but it's double what it was 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Not double.
A buck at least.
Yeah. So it's been hanging pretty constant, but they've dropped a little bit more recently.
So the tenderloin is the one that's about as big around as a tennis ball, where the loin. It's not the tenderloin, but the loin is the one that's about the size of a softball, right? Am I right there?
Yeah.
One's off the back and one's off the inside.
Off the inside, yeah. Right, that's right. The tenderloin. Yep.
Right. The tenderloin's on the inside, yeah. Yep.
And whether you want to cut those into medallions and do a stir fry or just as medallions, you know, with something else, or cook them whole and just slice them off.
Right.
You got to drive over with a truck or burn them up to ruin them, really.
Right, yeah.
So that's a great value.
Yeah, it is. And a lot of people will marinate those too, right?
Yeah.
Yep. Now, do you do that in the store or do you just give them the marinade and then go home and do it?
Yep, give them the marinade and they can do it.
Right.
We have marinades if somebody wants them that way. But so whether they're marinated or just straight up. They're just
dry rubbed.
Dry rubbed, yeah. That's what we'll usually do. Tim's Blend.
Yeah.
Wrap them and put them in the fridge.
On everything. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Wrap them and put them in the fridge for overnight.
Yep.
6 hours at least.
And if not, it's the spur of the moment. We're heading for home and we're going to throw one in, you know, cook it up when we get home for dinner. Then they still come out all right.
Oh, wrap it in foil, put it on your manifold.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
do cars even have a manifold anymore?
Teslas don't.
Can you find it in there if it is there? But so, Tim, when you do that, are you grilling it? Are you smoking it? Or is that you can do either depending on what you want to do?
Yeah, you can do either one. And sometimes, you know, we still have work things we're finishing up when we get back to the house. if it's that night, we'll just throw it in the oven. You know, I'm a live and die by meat thermometer, so I'll just put the digital probe in there, set it to what temp. I usually cook my pork to like 145.
Right.
And so it's still plenty juicy. And when you take it out, let it rest, you know, you're at 150 anyways. And God, they just come out really, really nice.
Yeah. Yep. Very tender. And that it's long and it's got a almost on a point on one end and round on the other. And you just start slicing those medallions right down through it from top to bottom.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe half, 3/4 inch thick. And boy, they eat good. I mean, tender with a fork.
There's we'll do that with a pork loin, boneless loin, and I call a tri-cut. So there's two different cuts instead of just butterflied with one, and it lays open farther. So put the stuffing in there, and then it'll actually roll up and tie strings all the way around it.
Okay.
So it looks like a donut. So you have meat all the way around, and then just the center has the stuffing in it.
Oh. Which could be like maybe some baby spinach and some feta or blue cheese or some sort of cheese.
Borzen, any of those,
Ricotta.
Yeah. What do you do with it when you stuff it like that? What do you generally put in it?
Just, as I say, stuffing.
Yeah.
But we have our bread stuffing that we usually put in there.
Oh, okay.
And so there's some apple in there also. But yeah, certainly, Bob.
Oh, that'd be good, stuffing an apple.
Yeah. Nice. So whatever that is you want to put in there, the sky's the limit.
And then when you slice it, it's just gorgeous.
Yeah, it's a great presentation. It looks nice. It's, you know, presents nice on the plate.
So here's the key then is when you bring that up to temp and you're probing it, to be careful and find the right spots to probe it. So you're getting down to the center, but not in the stuffing necessarily, in the end of the meat inside. So you can get an internal temp of at least 145.
Yep. Yep.
So, Tim, is that stuffing cooked before you put it in there, or are you just whipping it up in a bowl and putting it in there and it cooks as the meat cooks?
Yeah, B.
Okay.
Cooks as the meat cooks.
Okay, great.
But it's dried bread and seasonings.
Right.
And,
they're cooked
and
already.
The apple. Yeah. They're already cooked, overcooked.
Sat on a bench too long. Yeah.
Yeah. Right,
I know that feeling.
Absolutely. Well, that sounds good. And now do you glaze that on the top, or are you just cook with the Tim's Blend seasoning on the outside, or what's that look like?
Our go-to sauce we've been putting on there, 999, and it's one of our local guys, Rich Parker.
Okay.
IBQing is his barbecue team, and it's a local guy with local sauce. And Blues Hog is the other one. It's probably, not counting a Sweet Baby Ray, you know, it's probably still the number one.
But, well, Blues Hog, in my opinion, is the best sauce in the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So between Blues Hog, then the 999, we've been just crushing it with that. So that's a fantastic
Here's
sauce.
A little promo for Sobey Meats. I believe you carry Blues Hog in the gallon jugs.
We used to. Oh. So I'll get them for my...
So you order it.
Yeah.
That's any of you Q teams out there. I'm talking not code for Q.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys too. If you want a good sauce and you're going to use a bunch of it, have the Sobey team order you some Blues Hog Traditional in a gallon jug. You'll have one on your hand every time you cook.
Yep. And I guess that's something that we need to mention is that, Tim, you carry a whole variety of seasonings and sauces and marinades that you can't find anywhere else. I mean, this is a specialty section of the store, and I walk in there, the Billy Bones, that seasoning that he has, right? You can't find that anywhere else, but it's on your shelf every time I go in there, and their championship rub, I like that on pulled pork. And so it's one of those things where I buy my seasonings with you because you've got everything that I need and then some, right?
And, yeah, thank you. Growing up, I said many times, we had one sauce, open pit, right?
Right, yeah.
And now you look at all the barbecue sauces, the rubs, the marinades.
And if you taste open pit now, you're like, oh my gosh, this is horrific. Spit it out.
Right. I'm going to lick my own bunghole to get that taste out of my mouth.
I want to take.
Can't say that.
Yeah. I want to take a second to honor the poor souls who, in a place I used to live in Hawaii, who went through like one of the most horrific events we've seen in our time.
Right.
And pray for those people because it wiped out a lot more people than we know or are being told. And there's something definitely wrong with that situation. It's just too many coincidences. And just pray for those people.
Yeah, all right. Yes, we need to do that. Coming up next, we're going to talk a little bit about beef, my favorite thing in the meat counter. And we've got lots of cuts, and I think Tim's got a little surprise for you, Bob. So you listen to Grilling Guys, stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hi, this is Jim, founder of Schmoe's Brewing Company. We're a small, family-owned brewery that serves the Grand Rapids neighborhoods. We do things a bit differently at Schmoe's, sort of old school. We make all the styles of beer true to style. That's our focus. So you want to relax and enjoy a well-made craft beer that tastes like a craft beer is supposed to taste, stop into Schmoe's. We're located in Cascade on Patterson Ave, right before the ice rink. Or check us out at schmoes.com. We're open every day but Sunday.
The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back. It is the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hey, it's the last weekend of August. I know you've been grilling all summer, and this is the no time to stop. We've been talking with Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats, and this is the show that you can plan for the holiday weekend, because we're going to cover all the proteins that are on the meat counter at Sobey Meats, and maybe give you some tips and techniques on how to produce this stuff. We covered the pork pretty good. We're going to dive into the beef, and speaking of which, Tim Sobey is carving right now beside me a tri-tip that looks beautifully medium rare, and he's putting it in little shavings, and he's about to give me a piece. So, Bob, it's your turn to talk.
Oh, damn it.
Can't wait.
Look at that marbling in there. Isn't that disgusting?
Gorgeous.
Oh my goodness.
You know, when I did some of those shows I did in California with Whole Foods.
I'm thinking if Teresa ever sends you packing, you can come my way, but bring tri-tip.
Anyway, when I did those shows with Whole Foods, California is like the land of tri-tips, and they use Weber kettles. Some guys had four Weber kettles on their back deck. And this is their obsession.
Oh man, is that good?
Too.
Yeah. All right. Well, back to the show. So while Tim's carving, can you talk and carve at the same time, Tim?
Oh, most definitely.
Right. I think he's a professional. Tell us where the tri-tip comes from on the animal and why this thing is so delicious.
It's a bottom part of the sirloin, which is way down to the back of the loin. So if you were to think of close to your hip bone, just kind of above that.
Right.
And it's just absolutely full of flavor. And it's a really versatile piece of meat. You guys have been up before, and if we do like a steak fry, Teresa always way over orders steak for everybody, right?
Right.
And at times where we're trying to maybe get closer to that, we have enough meat for the meal and not have a ton of leftovers. Mm-hmm. The tri-tip is a great go-to, because even if you have little kids, you can cut off a little portion for them, a bigger portion for adults, of course. And if you do have a little bit of leftovers, what we always do is the garlic toast. It's like buttered on both sides kind of a thing. And then we'll take that with a garlic cheddar cheese and put that in the oven, and then we make little beef sammies on there.
Oh, my
goodness. So about what's that going for a pound now?
$13.99.
Okay.
So this one's smoked that you brought in, right?
Yeah.
And
is that Tim's blend?
It's actually my beef rub on there.
Oh.
Okay.
So Tim's blend is part of the beef rub.
Yeah. Right. So there's like a little, I think the beef rub maybe has, I'm not going for all the ingredients, but like a little bouillon in it or something give it a beefier flavor.
Yep.
The seasoning is a difference maker, a huge difference maker. But what I'm telling you guys, I wish we were on TV today, not so you could see me, but you could see this cut of meat, because it is beautifully medium rare. There's a smoke ring around the outside of about a quarter inch that looks like it's well done, but it's still so juicy. And that all that is not well done. It's just the smoke ring where smoke has penetrated this cut of meat. And it was smoked yesterday, I bet, if he's got it for us today, because we're here in the morning. But it's so, so juicy. Unbelievable how this is just coming off that cut.
And instead of donuts on a Saturday morning, what goes wrong with beef tri-tip,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely nothing. But Conrad, did you have any of this? Yeah, I got Conrad's microphone today, but you can hear him in the background chewing, I'm sure. Yeah, that's awesome.
So wow, Tim. A tri-tip like that, Tim. Let's say we go down to Sobey and we buy a couple. How long can I keep that thing in my fridge?
I would say if you're not going to cook it within four or 5 days, then pop it in the freezer, even if you just overnight bring it down close to freezing or freeze, take it back out, and then let it thaw slow.
Slow down the bacterial growth.
Yep.
Okay.
So, Tim, this is perfectly done. You've obviously done bunches of these. Can you tell us how you prepped this? Were there any trimming that had to happen, or does it come ready to cook out of your meat case, which I think is probably the answer? But then you seasoned it. Did you season it before? Just give us the process on this, because I think the listener, they're looking at a $14 a pound piece of meat. There's 2-3 pounds there. So you're looking at a $25 to $30 piece of meat that you're getting out of the case. You might not want to experiment on that until you got your game going, and many of our listeners do. But just give us some tips on that.
But also, where you get it has a lot to do with what kind of trimming you're going to have to do.
Yeah.
And you hit on it. They trim it very nicely at Sobey.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, it is trimmed. It's ready to go out of the case. So there is some silver skin. If there's a little bit of fat, we'll leave that on there, but the silver skin we get off. I did the rub on there, and, you know, I'll sound like a broken record, but I just can't stress enough the value of a good meat thermometer.
Right.
And the ones we have, there's probably cheaper ones out there. I live and die by the brand we have. Cooper is the brand, and they're about $45 a piece, but, you know, you paid for
it's still cheap with
one tri-tip, right?
Right.
And I just bring it to 130 degrees, and the nice thing, no matter what you're doing, if it's in the oven, it's on the grill, on the smoker, you can be lollygagging around. You set the temp alert, and it'll beep that it's telling you, hey, I'm done.
Right.
The telephone ringing.
Wake up.
So
get a beer.
Thermometer,
take meat.
Thermometer always goes in the thickest portion of the cut.
In the center, yeah.
And you want to not go too deep. You want to be right in the center, because obviously that's the part of the roast or the steak or whatever it is you have that cooks the slowest, is it right to the center. So you want to make sure that center is right where you want it to be. And you mentioned something. You take it to one, what did you say, 135?
130.
130, and then it goes to 135 after you take it off. People don't understand that sometimes, but meat continues to cook after you pull it off the heat for about 5 degrees.
And wrap it as soon as you take it off in something. The Saran wrap works great because it's only 140, 150. You can bring that temperature up to 300 and not melt it.
Yeah. Now, this is a different application because of, you know, cooking Friday night for today, right?
Right.
So two things different. Number one, as soon as it came out of the smoker, we went right into the cooler. So we stopped it quicker to keep cooking. The other thing is very, very important is the wrapping. So if you were going to, let's say you had brisket and you were going to keep it hot for a while, go ahead and wrap it. I wanted to cool this. Don't wrap it. You want it to vent out. Especially if it's in a plastic bag, it'll sour.
Okay.
So you got to you've ruined it.
So just if you're putting it in the cooler, do not wrap it.
Correct. So we put foil over, as I say, we tented it. So we put foil over to help keep it from drying out overnight, but we left the end of that foil open so that heat can vent out.
Right. Interesting.
And, yeah.
Which is actually just food safe technique.
Yep.
But it's important because here we are 12 hours, 15 hours after it came out of the smoker, not sure exactly when, super moist, perfectly done, and it's just, it's delicious. And
I'm looking at the moisture coming out of here. It's like my mouth was watering.
Right, yeah, right. Yeah, my chin's shiny because the moisture so much. But and you'll get, you know, don't be afraid of this thing, because I sit here and watch Tim. It's a tri-tip. It too is a triangular piece of meat. A lot of muscle mass is, because they have a connective end, and but on the end, it's still very, very juicy, but it's a little more well done. As he cut into the piece, we got deeper and deeper in. It got to this perfect medium rare.
So in butcher's terms, Tim, would that technically be a steak?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So there are a lot of people that prefer to get the tri-tip as a sizzler, but most people will just buy them whole like this, cook them whole, and then, like I said, you can cut that thinner if you have a gal that maybe wants a smaller portion or a kid.
Give her the tip.
Yep, give her the tip. And then, you know, a guy you want more, well, then obviously you're going to take more anyways.
Yeah, and so for those that are listening, smokers 250, 275 that you're running it on, and, you know, whatever it takes, doesn't matter the time, it's the temperature.
And there's one cool point that you touched on. If you have somebody that wants a perfect steak and they're a little fussy about grizzle and fat, go ahead and cut that into sizzlers and grill it for those. We used to do them for the ladies in the crowd, and they're spot on.
All right, coming up next, we're going to continue down the meat counter. We might hit some pork or some yard birds. So you're listening to Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Barbecue Bob for Garrett's Appliance. Lots of folks are remodeling, and if you are, you owe it to yourself to go to Garrett's Appliance. They made my kitchen the perfect example of elegant and functional. Visit either location, 29th Street in Kentwood or 28th Street in Wyoming. Garrett's Appliance also has a super lineup of patio kitchen equipment, and you can count on their design team for a perfect outdoor grilling area. Visit garrettsappliances.com. That's garrettsappliances.com.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grilling Guys. The Grilling Guys.
Welcome back, Yarlis, the Grilling Guys. I had to wipe my face off after that segment because this tri-tip was, I couldn't eat it fast enough. But Tim made a good comment during the break, and it's, what do you do with these leftovers, right, Tim?
Yeah, and as hot and humid as it's been this week, tri-tip or any cut of steak is great to put on a salad.
Right.
Those leftovers cut a little bit thinner.
Yep.
And so kind of disperse through the steak, and man, that comes out just, if you got to eat greens, you might as well eat the animal with it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Eat the whole farm.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. My son that's back living with us this summer, he said, well, Jop, you can pay the doctor or you can pay the farmer. You know, you decide, you know, eat well, eat stuff that's grown locally, and you'll be better off than all the processed food. He's a professional athlete, and he, you know, studied diet pretty heavily. But I just thought that was a great little piece of sage advice from him, is you pay the farmer or pay the doctor. What are you going to do, right? Just eat good. Eat
good stuff. Pay the farmer.
Right. Pay the farmer every time. So, Tim, we covered a little bit of pork. Not a lot of it, but and then beef. Yard bird is still in the meat case, right? Bob's holding his finger. I mean,
right.
He wants to say something
and
else.
And that's a good point. That's a good, makes me wonder what the chicken scenario looks like with all the things that have happened to the giant chicken farms and stuff. What are chicken prices looking like?
Chicken prices have been holding pretty solid for quite a while now. The biggest one that dropped were wings. And I know we're into, you know, we got Labor Day right around the corner. But not this last Super Bowl, the year before, we were selling a freaking wing for like $6.99 a pound. It was crazy, right? It was, and finally, you know, the people were pushing back, saying, you know what, I'm not paying that. Obviously, supply and demand.
You can buy the whole bird for $1.99 a pound.
Not anymore, but, you know, that still is higher. But my point is the prices on wings have tumbled so much, they're probably a third of the cost.
Nice.
Is what they were.
Right. Well,
then.
And we are coming in, you know, football season. The high school kids started last week.
Tailgating.
And all the tailgating that's going on.
Lions had their first preseason game.
Yep. So it's That's a quintessential tailgate food. And you've always told me, it's like, you know what, Jop, the wings are like $4.99 a pound when they were or whatever. Buy a chicken leg, it's got three times as much meat on it, and it's half the cost, right? So at that time, anyway, I remember you telling me that. I'm like, well, that makes a lot of sense, right? You don't have to pick around all those bones. But chicken wings are good, but there's rest of the birds good too, right?
I'll tell you the other one that kind of gets overlooked is the bone-in skin on thigh.
Okay.
Right. And, you know,
wonderful piece of meat.
They're a phenomenal piece of meat. And, yeah, you got to have a higher heat. Those come out almost better grilled than smoked.
Yep.
To get that skin to crispen up. Yep. And, I mean, that's meat candy.
And that's right. One that I always say here, because I found out accidentally, that you can actually bring up to about 180 internal if you want it to be perfect.
I would agree. I usually do like 185, 190 yep. to get it where, and I know I'll use that term, you're overcooking it. But that's when that meat really comes off the bone nice.
Right.
And like it reduces all that connective tissue.
Yeah.
Thighs have a lot of connective tissue. And I did it accidentally cooking for my father-in-law years ago. I was afraid I'd burn them. And he's just going on and on about how good they are because I looked at the skin and it was black. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I forgot them. No, they'll take a beating.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And that connective tissue, more connective tissue is more flavor. You think of a pork butt. There's a lot more connective tissue.
Because it disintegrates.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that
renders down.
Is that collagen?
Yeah.
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 And that's really good for
you. So the skin on bone-in thighs, I agree with you. One of the best cuts of the bird. I peel back that skin and season between the skin and the meat and then flip it back down and then put more seasoning on top because of... I feel like that the seasoning doesn't penetrate that skin real well on one side. I obviously season the underside, which has no skin generally, but I'll flip that back and put a little seasoning in there. Just a little tip, if you really enjoy the flavor of the seasonings that you're using, it kind of penetrates the chicken a little bit better. But you don't have to do it every time, but if it's something you want to do, I've done that before, and I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, good stuff. But anyway... the breast, chicken breast, I would much, if I'm going to go skinless, boneless, which so many people like to do, I find it harder to cook a skinless, boneless piece of chicken breast than it is a skinless, boneless thigh. So we're on the thighs. We talked about bone in, skin on, but they also have skinless, boneless thighs. What a durable piece of meat.
Yeah.
I mean, you can beat that stuff on the grill.
If I'm going to do a breast, I want the skin on, bone on, because I can beat it up on the bone. I can lay that bone side down on the grill for 15, 20 minutes, season both sides, and let it just go away at it and let it do its work down in that connective tissue again and those piece of cartilage and all that internal meat that's connected to the joints and any of the bone structure that's in that breast. And then by the time it's really sweating on top, I can flip it over on the skin, crisp up that top, bring it to temp, and like it's pretty even, and I won't have ruined it.
And the breast, it's so much juicier, isn't it?
Yes, with when the skin on.
And the bone.
Yeah.
And then
when
you're pulling it off that bone, the juice is just running out
right.
of that.
Right, yeah.
Especially those breasts that you, I don't know what type of chicken that is or where you get
big
them.
Ones.
They're Dolly Parton chickens, actually.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Truth be known.
No, do you still have the Amish chicken there? Sometimes?
Yes. Yep. Okay. But those really big ones, the roasters, they're like a 7 to 9 pound bird.
Wow.
And if people think, oh, yeah, they're full of steroids, that is not true. They're just an older bird, not old like, okay, yeah, it's 3 years old. But they've actually been allowed to get bigger naturally in fats flavor.
And they're so tough, they can fight the dogs off for the food.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
And we've talked about that even with turkeys. In my opinion, the bigger the bird, the better the flavor. They've had a chance to mature, get some natural fat on them, and that's when the magic happens right there.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, but, and there's a lot of wild turkey out there right now, too. How does that compare?
Pretty doggone dry.
Because
even the breast is dark meat on a wild turkey. But their legs... You know, they don't
you
have
don't
drums.
Eat the legs. Don't eat the legs.
No, because they're running for their life every day, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, across my driveway.
Yeah.
Oh, God, here he comes.
Right. Yeah, don't hit him with the car. It'll leave a mark.
It's kind of fun this time of year. Last night, my wife and I came home from a little date, and I said, what's really cool is I've noticed this doe and twin fawns, like about every day hanging around here. And right then, there they go, sprinting across the driveway, too.
Yeah, you know, clumsy
little, and they're so gorgeous. They've got the spots yet and everything. And we don't shoot the deer around us.
Right.
We go up north.
Shoot pictures of them. That's what you do, shoot pictures of them.
No, I try and keep them around so the grandkids can watch them.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Just like the raccoons.
Yep.
Kidding.
Oh, yeah.
back to the meat market. Skinless, boneless thighs. Bob, you use those a lot when we're doing catering gigs. Because they hold, they're moist, they're tender. I really enjoy them. When I get them at Sobeys, they're trimmed so well, they're ready to cook. Oftentimes, if you buy them somewhere else, then they're still got a bunch of fat on them, and you got to work with them a lot in order to get it done. So there's a tremendous value of going to Sobey Meats and grabbing those because they're ready to go when you get them out of the case, like everything else is.
And another super, there's so many options you can do with them, right?
Right.
So because they're flatter, you can put them on a bun if you want to have that grilled chicken sandwich kind of a thing.
Yep.
Shred them if you want them in tacos or anything like that. A shredded chicken meat, put that on a bun. Take the leftovers there again, put it on a salad. So they're really, really versatile.
Yeah.
A lot of things you can do with them.
And you know...
And flavorful. Yes.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's why you buy them, is the flavor on that is fantastic.
I got this salad dressing from Costco called Yaya's, and it's like a Greek salad dressing. And I've marinate those skinless, boneless thighs of yours in that.
Okay.
It is, and then throw them on the grill. Not smoke them. Grill them.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, my gosh.
That's an oil-based Greek dressing. Yeah.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Also, Jop, I was going to tell you, I have booked another private party. I think I want to promote this a little more, but a group of men want me to come over and do a little barbecue class on their back deck.
There you go.
And so that's something that is very possible if you want to just hit the grillingguys.com.
Yeah. Tim, tell us where people can find Sobey Meats.
3450 Remembrance Road in Walker.
Right,
Leonard and
Remembrance split, and they're about a quarter mile north of that, on the left hand side, and you can't miss it. If you've not been to Sobey Meats, you are missing out. I'm pretty sure most of the people that are listening have been, because it's best meat market in West Michigan. You got to go,
indeed.
And he sells Old Style. Go try to find Old Style somewhere in town. It's at Tim Sobey's. All right, you've been listening to Grilling Guys. We appreciate you tuning in each and every week. We'll talk with you next week.
See ya.